Isadora Wing, who was the heroine, shall we say, of Fear of Flying. And with that, kind of the landscape of American letters changed forevermore. Of course, talking about Erica Jong, she's celebrating the 40th anniversary of the publication of Fear of Flying.
And the 40th anniversary of a most famous phrase.
Yes, the famous zipless something or other, I think is.
Right.
And Fear of Flying is one of the demarcation points of American letters. Everything changed, essentially, in the way that women were written after that.
And it was simply that a frank young woman who loved sex, and she wasn't ashamed to admit it.
It's very strange that it was a revelation, because the population of the world has been growing for centuries. Women do like sex.
Yeah, so Erica Jong is going to be at the Carter Center tonight at 7 o'clock, an event put on by Caris Books in conjunction with Georgia Center for the Book.
Darren Ina Garten operated Barefoot Contessa, a specialty food store in East Hampton, New York, for 20 years before becoming a leading cookbook author.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I was much younger, my folks and I used to go out to Montauk, and we'd stop at this little shop.
Did you really?
Yeah, back when it was just a shop.
Served by Ina herself?
Not that I can remember. I can tell you now, you know, you didn't have to buy a ticket to see her then.
now it's a completely different story.
Now she fills up the Cobb Energy Center, and she's going to do just that Wednesday night, an evening with Ina Garten, and of the Food Network's Barefoot Contessa series. She's kind of giving you some behind-the-scenes looks at the way, you know, the show operates and her philosophy on cooking. And so it's really kind of a wonderful, unique, almost a one-person show as opposed to just an author talk. And it's called An Evening with Ina Garten, and it is at the Cobb Energy Center. And this is Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Darren, after winning a National Book Award for her novel Salvage the Bones, our next author visiting Atlanta has written a memoir that's framed by the deaths of five young men in her life.
Everyone always says that all the time. Oh, you're not promised tomorrow. You don't have tomorrow. It sounds trite, but it's true. Like, it made me feel that I wasn't promised some long life. And so it actually brought me to writing.
Yes. Novelist Jesmyn Ward is coming to Emory, and she's going to be giving a public talk. And it's all around her new book, The Men We Reaped. You know, her two books, Where the Line Bleeds and Salvage the Bones, do fantastic novels, kind of chronicle Gulf Coast life in novel form. What she's done with this new book, The Men We Reaped, she's profiled five boys in her life. There's a brother, there's a cousin, there's some dear friends, all of whom died in a very short period of time from various causes, overdose, accident, suicide. And she takes that grief and profiles each of these men, but kind of pins it to the hopelessness that is kind of infused in the issues of race and poverty in that region. This is a really fantastic opportunity to see one of the most important voices of her generation.
Telling some really personal stories.
Exactly, exactly. So this is in the Woodruff Library, the Joseph W. Jones Room, and it's Thursday at 6:30.